Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big guest coming up next segment. First, this incredibly important report.
Where has Dr. Fauci gone?
Moderna is on emergency use authorization. The Pfizer is an emergency use authorization, and the J&J is an emergency use authorization.
All of a sudden, the fame-addicted vaccine dictator has disappeared. Could it have something to do with the 55,000-page set of documents recently released by the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, revealing to the public the data Pfizer submitted to the FDA from its clinical trials in support of a COVID-19 vaccine license? A big blow to the New World Order plandemic after U.S. District Judge Mark T. Pittman's denied the request from the FDA to suppress the data for the next 75 years, which the agency claimed was necessary in part because of its limited resources.
I have frequently said, we're going to lead with the science. Science is going to be the foundation of everything we do. That is entirely true. I think public heard that as science is foolproof. Science is black and white. Science is immediate and we get the answer and then we, make the decision based on the answer. And the truth is, science is gray. And science is not always immediate. And sometimes it takes months and years to actually find out the answer. But you have to make, decisions in a pandemic before you have that answer.
A 38-page report included in the documents features an appendix titled List of Adverse Events of Special Interest, listing 1,291 different adverse events following vaccination. The list includes acute kidney injury, acute flaccid myelitis, anti-sperm antibody positive, brainstem embolism, brainstem thrombosis, cardiac arrest, cardiac failure, cardiogenic shock, death neonatal, deep vein thrombosis, encephalitis brainstem, front lobe epilepsy, pneumonia, stillbirth, tachycardia, temporal lobe epilepsy, and vertebral artery thrombosis among the 1,291 medical conditions following vaccination.
It seems to indicate a break in the veil that may allow legal action basically due to fraud and concealment of these risks from the general public. This is why you have not been able to have full informed consent, is they've hidden all this information from you, and they've used all of the propaganda and censorship tools, which you're about to cover, and paid media to keep all this information from you and spin it so that you think that the left is the right and the up and the down is the up and the moon is made of green cheese.
I'm an epidemiologist, and people have asked me, Dr. McCullough, are the vaccines actually causing the deaths? The epidemiological construct that we have to go through is called the Bradford Hill Tenets of Causality. So the first question is it a large signal? Is it a large epidemiologic signal? And I tell you, it's astronomical. All the vaccines combined in the United States per year, it's no more than 150 deaths, not temporally related. Here we are at over 21,000 deaths. So clearly, it's a massive signal, number one. Number two, is there a dangerous mechanism of action? The answer is yes, frankly. We know the vaccines have a dangerous mechanism of action. They install production of the spike protein. The spike protein is what makes the respiratory infection lethal, and it follows that in some people, excessive production of the spike protein in a vulnerable person would be lethal after a vaccine. The third criteria is it internally consistent? Are there other conditions that are now acknowledged that they themselves could be fatal? And the answer is sure. With myocarditis, our FDA agrees, all the regulatory experts agree, that the vaccines cause myocarditis. Can it be fatal? Yes. Have there been fatal cases published? Yes. There's over 1,000 peer-reviewed papers published on fatal and non-fatal outcomes. So that criteria is met. It is beyond any shadow of a doubt that the vaccines are causing large numbers of deaths. It's unequivocal. It is unassailable. Those conclusions, and I'm a card-carrying epidemiologist, I'm telling you, the vaccines are causing large numbers of deaths.
Maybe Dr. Fauci can crawl out of his hole and explain what he knew about the massive list of injuries that he had hoped would only be released long after he was gone. John Bowne reporting.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
American Tax Solution is a very well-respected company. I've had friends and family that have used it, and I wanted to get them on, just like I have some of these medical doctors on that have telemedicine that are getting people ivermectin. I like to have guests on that is something that is really, really helpful. And so I want to get in with them some of the things that they have witnessed. With the IRS trying to now have access to everybody's bank accounts without warrants in live time, with all these central bankers and Biden officials saying that they want to be able to control the money you have and saying they own your money, I've got all these headlines right here because these folks have their ear to the ground and they know what's really going on with the IRS when we hear about all these tens of thousands of new agents being hired to target working class people, but also nouveau riche, you know, some of the folks that are making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year as well. And so the real horror stories of what's happening on the ground. And so Tyler Bennett of American Tax Relief is with us. This is something everybody needs to write down. Everybody needs to save and know this because you can do three things. You can go hide out in the woods and not pay the taxes, or you can try to avert them and maybe get sent to prison or lose your house or business, or you can, I guess, just go through the system and get screwed over and not learn the advantages that are out there and the ways the system uses to legally and lawfully avoid most of this BS tax. And then if you've already gotten in trouble with these people, they can literally talk your bills down from thousands of dollars to hundreds of dollars, from hundreds of thousands of dollars to thousands of dollars. But if you try to negotiate with these people, the IRS directly, they will eat your lunch. And so there's a lot of these companies out there, but this one's been around a long time. I have friends and family that have used it. We've gotten rave reviews. And so I've gone out and approached them and said, I want you to be a sponsor of the show because you have great ratings with the Better Business Bureau. You've been around a long time, and this is a service I can bring listeners that will then fund our operation to get the truth out and will also help people who decide to go the avenue of negotiating with the IRS or also very inexpensive but tried and true ways to also protect yourself. And so we're very, very excited about all of this information, and Tyler Bennett is one of their top tax experts, and I appreciate him coming on with us. So, Tyler, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on the show. Like you said before, there is three things going on at once. First of all, the globalists are trying to take more and more of your hard-earned money, right? And so what we can do is if you're part of that group of people that are making more money than you did last year, you need to make sure that we put you in the right kind of entity so that you don't get screwed over by the globalists. Likewise, if you're already in a situation where the IRS is coming after you, they're coming after your property, because we know that's what they want to do, is take all away all of everyone's property. And so what we can do is we can help you out of that mess. We can get you back to square one so you don't owe the IRS what you can't afford to pay. Because, Alex, there's three things going on at the same time here, okay? We have the war with Ukraine, we have the war with the bankers against the people, against your money, and we have the war with the vaccine and the vaccine companies trying to kill people and do all this stuff, right? And at the end of the day, and you can see it from this Politico news article, the thing that combines all of these wars is the IRS and taxation, because at the end of the day, the government printed off $3 trillion and they need a way to pay for this war because of inflation.
Absolutely. And what I like about you guys is you're the highest rated firm out there. There are a few others that are almost as highly rated with the Better Business Bureau and other groups. People love you guys. You've been around for a long, long time. And you don't just help people that are already in trouble with the IRS negotiate it way down. You also have a lot of other services for people, and we have a URL where people can go right to your site with all the services and then support this broadcast, the 360 Win. It's JonesTaxRelief.com. One word, JonesTaxRelief.com. Tell folks about all the different great services before we get into some of the current horror stories and what the IRS is up to.
Absolutely. So, Alex, so if you go to Jones Tax Relief right now, we got people standing by to take your call. But basically, look, if you're already in a mess and you owe the IRS money, that's a problem. But let's say you are right now in the middle class making more money, small business owner, whatever. The IRS is going to end up taking more money than you need to pay them. And the only people historically that are able to make use of high-end, you know, tax loopholes and entities and that kind of thing are the globalists. And so what we aim to do here is provide these services to the middle class, to the people, so everybody is paying the least amount of tax as possible. And why that's important is because, you know, Alex, what happens with your tax dollars is a percentage of it's going to fund NATO, a large percentage is going to fund the Ukrainian war, and devalue the U.S. currency. So here's what we can do. If you're making money, you need to be in an entity, the proper type. Whether you need a C corporation to be put on payroll. There's all sorts of things that we can do to get you income tax free, or paying the least amount of tax as possible legally. Because there's two things in this world. There's tax evasion, which is a felony, and you don't want to do that. Like you previously said, you're going to end up in jail. And there's tax avoidance, which is the exact same thing, but we are using the legal law, the IRC, the Internal Revenue Code, and the loopholes therein, typically only reserved for the elitists and globalists.
And that's the key, because going back 15 years ago, they passed regulations and laws that made most CPAs and groups scared to actually even tell people the loopholes for legal tax avoidance. But organizations and groups like yours, you help people actually do it right, and you stand behind it. That's the key. When the IRS sees the name of your group on it, they know to take it very, very seriously.
Absolutely, Alex. And here's the difference. Okay, so when you have a CPA firm, CPAs by their very nature, especially when the government comes out and says, hey, this is how it's going to be and we're not going to accept anything else, they're not advocates. CPAs are designed to fill out the tax return and play by the rules. So when the government, the IRS, comes out and says, hey, these are the new rules, they say, okay, that's the way we're going to play. We're tax attorneys here. We have CPAs. We have enrolled agents as well. But the difference between them and us is we are advocates. Just because the IRS is saying something, just because Biden's saying something, that doesn't mean necessarily we can't get around it. That isn't legally, but of course. And that doesn't mean that it's right.
Well, I cannot stress enough to people that in my 28 years on air being self-funded and self-financed, I wish I knew about the IRS and the real rules 28 years ago what I've learned the last few years. We wouldn't even be able to stay on air if we didn't start, you know, basically doing the same research, the same things that you guys are up to. And I just don't people realize that that this is worth its weight in gold. It's so affordable, so inexpensive. If people have an IRS problem, you know, you guys have a formula where it's just insane. On average, how much are you able to lower the tax bill for people once they're already even in trouble?
It's typically we're able. So let's say you're in trouble and you owe the IRS $100,000. We are typically able to lower that to about 10% or less of what you owe. So you owe $100,000. A typical case, we'd be able to lower that to 10 for you.
Yeah, I have family that use you guys. That's why we were looking. I went, wait a minute, who's my family use? Who have I heard of before? Who's the top? And I said, get them. So, I mean, I approached you guys about being a sponsor because you guys are awesome. And, I mean, on average, reducing it to 10%. But then I've had friends and family that negotiated themselves and maybe got it down 30, 40, 50% maximum. How are you guys able to do that? Instead of getting half of you negotiate right to 10%.
100%. So here's the thing, Alex, is the IRS wants you to represent yourself so that you sign away your rights, you give it up, you, you know, consent to what they're doing to you. Because the people at the IRS are not attorneys, most of them. They're not even enrolled agents. They're clerks, and they're handed a rule book, and they go off of that. And they may even be breaking the law when they are operating with you. So, of course, they don't want you to give legal representation so you know what your actual rights are and what you're actually obligated to pay as opposed to what they're saying you pay. Because at the end of the day, remember, the IRS only knows what you or somebody else tell them.
That's right, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com. They are awesome folks, and they've got so many services. Everybody out there needs to go check their site out and all the amazing services. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Got to get Tyler Bennett. I mean, this guy's amazing. I mean, behind the scenes, our crew and stuff have hung out for a while. These guys are definitely on board with us. And that's why it was great when I said, I want one of these good tax companies to advise people on health. It's a good service that I remembered this company from Fins and Families. It's been around for a long, long time. And that we got this gentleman on, who's their spokesman. Turned out he knows some of my friends and some of the people that we actually work with that are patriots. So it's a very, very small world. We got to do like an hour commercial free thing with him, too, because he's got these horror stories, what they're currently up to, and the dirty tricks they're running, and the things people need to know. So you wanted to tell people about these five or six incredible developments that are happening right now, where they admit they're targeting Christians and tell them to their face, just all this crazy stuff Joe Biden's doing. Tell people about what is about to hit us, because you were describing this to me, that it is just monstrous, that as bad as what we see in the news about how they're coming after folks, it's even worse than that.
That's right, Alex. So, first of all, I want to remind people that the IRS is the world's largest collection agency, and they collect for the globalists, right? So they have all the power. And so because of that, it's a rigged game, right? So we look at the true globalists out there, like George Soros hasn't paid taxes in 3 years. Michael Bloomberg, you know, pays taxes every other year, has nothing. Elon Musk a few years ago paid nothing in taxes. The only reason he paid this year is because he made $1 billion. Hey, if you were making $1 billion, I'm sure you'd pay taxes too. See, here's the thing, okay, is the United States is printed off $3 trillion, right? And so we're in inflation, right? And so the government has two options at that point. Raise interest rates and make spending of money harder for everybody. Or how convenient that they could actually fund a war. And the Biden administration just signed a $19 billion check to the Ukrainian war effort. And so, the thing is where, and again, let me hold up this article again. This is all connected, Alex, is that what does the IRS have to do with Russia and Ukraine? Well, let's talk about gas prices for a second. You know, here where I live in California, okay, I go out and buy gas for my car. It's $7 a gallon. And guess what? There's gas taxes on top of that. So this is a three-way attack on the people, Alex, is they have devalued our currency, which makes costs of goods and services go up. But because they're funding this war, the government is also buying these costs and goods and services and taxing them. So that means that the American person is going to get taxed more and have the same amount of money because their wages didn't go up, even though it's worth less. And so these three things combined, raising of prices, raising of taxes, which will happen. Biden has not been able to.
And by the way, Tyler, taxes. You're even more animated than I am. We're two birds with a feather. Your earpiece fell out. Yeah, please continue.
I saw that about you, yeah. So I'm Italian. I love to talk with my hands. So, yes, that's the thing is, you know, it's a trifecta because, as you're saying, you know, it's true. They want to devalue the U.S. currency. They want to have everybody on the same plane. They want you to own nothing and be happy about it, right? We've heard that by 2030, okay? And that makes me angry, right? I'm out there saying, hey, look, I am in this world. I have the American dream like anybody else. I want to buy property. And they're saying 10 years from now, that won't even be a thing, right? And so what, honestly, I think everybody's duty as a, you know, God-fearing, red-blooded patriot is to pay the least amount of taxes as physically possible, because that is what they're using. The crazy thing is this. Not only do they want to take your kids, they want to take your life, they want you to pay for it, Alex. So we're going to give them the least amount of money possible and slow the globalists as much as we can.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, if people like you that are lawyers and experts know the tax code, and instead of paying huge amounts of money like a lot of the tax companies do, the tax law firms, you guys do it very, very inexpensively. It is invaluable from small to even large businesses, but also people in trouble with the IRS. You guys can negotiate, on average, you said, for 10% of what they're demanding. That is just amazing results. What are some of the other services people are going to find in American Tax Relief? And again, the place to go to get their full services and then support the broadcast when you go there is the site that's on screen, JonesTaxRelief.com. Leads you right to a landing page. The number's up there, 833-900-4285, and so much more, ladies and gentlemen. Please continue, Tyler, about the services you guys have.
Okay, so let me just mention real quick that the IRS is really, really, really after cryptocurrency, because it's not contained by the U.S. Banking Administration, right? It's DeFi. And so everybody that has crypto assets is on a list at the IRS, and they specifically are going to come after you harder. And here's the thing, is a lot of CPAs and firms that do taxes don't want to touch crypto. It's a little bit, you know, dicey how the government's going to handle it. We specialize in that. If you have crypto assets, if you've made money on coins, NFTs, coin drops, anything like that, we can absolutely help you out, and so that you're paying the least amount of tax possible, because the Biden administration has already labeled you a criminal and hired 500 extra IRS agents to find the alleged crimes that you, just a U.S. citizen investing, have made. And so when we talk about that, there are specialized crypto services. But let's talk about the business owner, right? Because this is the person who is getting screwed the most in the middle class by the globalists, okay? The top corporations in the world use international tax treaties, which we can talk about in a second, to pay almost nothing in taxes. Whereas me and you in the middle class, we don't have the ability to do that, because it's a real pay-to-play globalist game. And since the IRS was invented in 1913 with the passing of the 16th Amendment, the whole entire thing has been about the rich have, you know, been able to, the elitists, the globalists, have been able to put in loopholes that they can only qualify for. That's the thing. So where we're starting to see a little bit of change here with advocacy and me and people, what we try to do is we say, hey, we know that you can do that with $10 million. How can we replicate that with $10,000? In your bank account.
Well, I want to get you back on very, very soon, Tyler, because you know, the stuff you get into here is just incredible. A Christian group in Texas called Christians Engage reportedly has a letter from the IRS stating that Christian groups are typically affiliated with the Republican Party and its candidates, and so they then harass them. I've seen MSNBC brag and say, of course the IRS harasses Christian groups. They're Republicans. And then all that persecution we saw with the IRS head, I mean, it's just insane. And now Biden is getting ready to do what Obama did again. This is insane. That's why people need representation now, and you guys are just amazing.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. And yeah, here's the crazy thing about that story in Texas, is that not-for-profit Christian organization was denied not-for-profit status because of their Christian ties, which they said are related to the Republican Party, which is complete BS. But beyond that, think about this. The IRS has given tax-free status to the Church of Scientology. So a religion that was invented in the last 50 years, that's clearly by anybody's account.
And the Temple of Satan and all those other groups. Folks, give them a call at 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285, JonesTaxRelief.com. Takes you right to the subsection of their site with all their services, so that we also get some support with them as sponsors of 360 Win. Great job. I want to invite you back on very, very soon. Tyler Bennett from American Tax Relief. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, John. Hey, Alex, great to be on here.
You bet. Yeah, this guy's got as much energy as I do, and then some more. They're awesome. Check it out today. Protect yourself today. We'll be right back.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. More isn't going to come in for a long time, so I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
January 6th has really come to a head, and we now know what it is. A deep state move to outlaw political opposition to the Democratic Party here in the United States. But more and more information is coming out in federal documents and in these court cases and in the 14,000 hours of footage from January 6th, the Democrats have been trying to block as pieces of it comes out, showing indeed there were multiple provocateur groups inside the Oath Keepers, inside of the Proud Boys, inside of the other groups that were there pushing it. And it's come out in federal court that there were federal informants inside that were helping lead these attacks, and that the other people are basically patsies being set up who, yeah, went in the Capitol, stormed the Capitol, you know, what, 6 weeks in jail, instead held over a year, solitary confinement, many of them. And we see the move to Canada, peaceful trucker convoy organizers held in shackles, facing 10 years in prison, no bond. And we know that the White House that came out was advising their mounties and their courts on how to do that up there. So that's where they want to take us. But there's been a big breaking story today. Project Veritas, it's on their site, it's on Infowars.com. Look at the headline right here. This is from January of this year, just a few months ago. The new big lie, January 6th was no big deal or a left-wing plot. And guess who wrote this? Matthew Rosenberg, one of the senior Homeland Security writers at the New York Times, got caught trying to pick up a chick, didn't know it was a patriot, said that it's a ton of FBI informants were January 6th, basically admits the thing was staged, and says it's a drama for political power by the Democrats, which we all know. But here he is publicly attacking Tucker Carlson, Dr. Beatty, I've been attacked, and then exactly what we say he is now saying in this bombshell article at Infowars.com and ZeroHedge.com as well. So Professor Dr. Darren J. Beatty, who was also a speechwriter and advisor to President Trump, former professor of political science at Duke University, who is now with us, Revolver.News, or at Darren J. Beatty on Twitter, completely vindicated, absolute total vindication. I shot the story over to Tucker this morning, and he just responded back, yeah, total vindication. And that's exactly what this is. So this is a big deal. Break it down for us.
Yeah, it's not only vindication for us. It should be humiliation for the New York Times. I mean, this is not simply a New York Times reporter acknowledging two major things. One, that, yeah, it wasn't really a big deal. Nothing really to be scared about. He ridicules and mocks the kind of younger millennial dweebs working for the New York Times who are so like performatively terrified about the event. But at the same time, he acknowledges that they run the show. He might mock them in private while trying to pick up a girl, but in public and as part of his job, he's a good little dog, and he plays the game that he needs to play to have a byline at the New York Times. And that's what's so amazing, is that this isn't just any New York Times reporter. This is a New York Times reporter living a double life in at least one sense. And that is that he's the guy who wrote this extensive piece just, you know, ridiculing and criticizing Tucker Carlson for his Patriot Purge documentary, in which I played a big role. And the documentary was really, really influential in terms of mainstreaming the facts and the compelling evidence suggesting a federal involvement role in January 6th. He goes on to criticize Revolver News's coverage of Ray Epps, which, again, is still an open question. The Ray Epps question hasn't been resolved or answered to any degree, but he mocks anyone who would dare ask questions about Ray Epps. And then, what do you know? He's on a date or whatever, which is brilliant, by the way that James O'Keefe sets this up, because these people are such pathetic simps. They'll spill the beans whenever they have a woman in front of them. And that's a great, you know, kind of business model on Project Veritas's part. And so he's there, he's bragging, he's frankly being honest. And in his honest moments, he says, look, the whole January 6th thing, the whole narrative that's been pushed by the New York Times very prominently is a joke, it's a scam, it's a lie. He mocks it, he mocks his colleagues. And he says, look, January 6th was not this terror event they're making it out to be. And oh, by the way, it was swarming with FBI informants. So I just, it's so rich, you couldn't even make it up and have somebody believe it.
And I'm just reminded looking at him that he went on CNN on a bunch of shows, including Anderson Cooper 5 years ago or 4 years ago, and said Alex Jones and Roger Stone are insane. No one was spying on the campaign. No one was wiretapping them. Of course, we had documents and knew they were. And the same guy sits there and does that. So we now know whatever he's saying, he knows it's the opposite. This is just devastating. But I guess with the corporate media, they've been caught lying so much, they're just going to move on like nothing's happened.
No, they, frankly, I mean, we can point this out and mock them and expose them, but in a way, ultimately, the joke's on us because the mainstream outlets have such a stranglehold on sort of legitimate public opinion that they're just going to move on and they're going to move on to the next lie. And there's really no accountability to this system. And really, I think the sort of double life of this reporter, the enormous discrepancy between the public reporting, official reporting, and the private understanding, it underscores something more generally about our society and our system, which is that in order to work for an organization like the New York Times right now, you really either have to be a slavish coward or an idiot. That's the only way you can get by in an institution like that. You're either dumb enough to believe the mainstream narrative, or you're a good enough, obedient dog that you know the truth and you'll say it in private when you don't know you're being recorded. But publicly, you'll do what you're told like a good, obedient dog, which seems to be what this guy's in.
Well, that's right, Dr. Beatty. And let me just throw this out here. Elizabeth Williamson basically stalks me, writes articles full of lies at the New York Times. But then I've met with her colleagues over the years, and I go, you know, she's a joke at the New York Times. She actually believes her lies. With the other ones, they know, oh, we listen, we all know it's a fraud, ha, ha, this is off record. I mean, I've met with New York Times reporters that literally admit it's all a big fraud. I've had drinks with them. But then they make fun of her because at least they're mercenaries. I mean, I've gone out with ABC News anchors, you name it, steaks, wine. They're like, hey, at least, yeah, we're mercenaries. Alex, we really like you. But at least they'll admit behind the scenes they're mercenaries. This Elizabeth Williams woman is a joke of the New York Times because she believes it. And then people like this guy, he laughs at her, Matthew Rosenberg, because he can't believe that, because he talks about the other reporters, the ones that actually believe the bull, they're the biggest idiots.
Right. No, it's so true. And that the reporter you just showed, she does have that sort of deranged Elizabeth Warren / Jeb Bush look about her. There's a certain sort of physiognomy that never pretends good things. And she seems to have it kind of idiotic sociopathy that you see.
Yeah, it's like an idiotic witch that stuck its penis in an electrical socket. Sorry. No, I'm being obnoxious. Please continue.
No, it's true. And it really, like, the larger question here is what kind of moron or scoundrel do you have to be these days in order to actually work at a mainstream American institution and live with yourself? And you really do. You either have to be a slavish dog or an idiot. And if you've ever asked yourself, why are institutions getting so much more mediocre, so low in quality, it's because a precondition for working there, yeah, they want high quality, but high quality subject to the primary criteria of one, either being a slavish, obedient dog and having no dignity, or two, being an idiot.
That's right. Stay there. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta,
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blind, but I can see. Snowflakes glisten on the street. Dr. Darren J. Beatty is our guest, Revolver.News, at Darren J. Beatty on Twitter. You should really follow his instrumental, critical work. We'll have him back up for a full hour as soon as he can do it to get into the larger Ukraine situation, Russia, China, how he sees all that working together, but I want to clarify, too, what I was saying earlier. It's not like I got traffic around the New York Times or with ABC people a lot. But I do know how to meet with people off record. And, you know, I've been interviewed, but one time the anchor of ABC came down here like 10 years ago now. And I said, you're just a mercenary. I said, that's okay. And he goes, hey, let's go get dinner. And he'd been the host of 700 Club and all that before that. And he wasn't really an evil guy, but he said, yeah, I know a lot of what you say is true, but this is where I work. And with the New York Times people, I met some at the RNC in 2016, got to know them, and then got to know them over the years, and they would come to town. I met with some of them, and I know a lot of other ones, obviously. And
They just make fun. I guess that's a thing of the libtards that actually believe the Kool-Aid. And that's what this guy is doing, Matthew Rosenberg, in the video. And it's just crazy to watch this. But, yes, this is good. This has come out. And great job to Veritas. They are just unreal how amazing they are and what James O'Keefe and his team do. But here's the bad news. Sloppy criminal action by Chris Ray's FBI. Feds secretly spied on Steve Bannon's lawyer. It's totally illegal. We've got longtime Proud Boy leader Enrique Tarrio charged with conspiracy January 6th. Now we've got inside January 6th committee's effort to trace every dollar raised and spent by Trump's false election claims. This article goes on to say it's illegal to challenge elections, and the FBI is being told by the Justice Department it's criminal to raise money to challenge elections. That's just not true. It's like saying it's illegal to raise money to, you know, for charities or whatever. It's just, they're clearly trying to outlaw their opposition. They're building everything on this sand. We're 244 days out from the election. They're trying to outlaw their political opposition. I know you've agreed with that. You've talked about it. But how serious is this? Because I know the globalists and the Democrats are buffoons at a certain level. My God, look at them. But they still have the power. And I don't see them doing all this and branding their opposition as terrorists and announcing if you question elections, you're a terrorist, or if you question lockdowns, you're a terrorist, and put that officially into the doctrine of the FBI and the military in America without them planning some big preparatory event or false flag to help then sell this invasion of America by the captured federal state. So just as the Russians, they figure, would stage some false flags to come into Ukraine, it looks like they did do some car bombs and things. That was actually State Department being true, in my view, once in a while. Clearly, they're going to need some preparatory event to fully outlaw their opposition, which is populist, which is up and coming, which is winning. And so they're desperate to do that. They're branding it all for that. I see them doing that. What is your view on that?
Well, they've certainly been planting this narrative that their political opposition is constitutes a national security threat. That's been a dominant theme, really, since the Trump phenomenon began, but it's really accelerated in terms of its intensity over the past couple of years. And you see that in every dimension. You already see transformations on this basis. You see the weaponization of the national security apparatus against the American people. You see, in particular, we've written about this at Revolver.News quite a bit, that the Department of Homeland Security has arrogated to itself a special role in this transformation as early as the Trump years. Under the Trump presidency, the DHS released a report suggesting that white supremacy was the new number one terror threat. So this transformation is really in the works. And of course, January 6th, the lies told about January 6th have been tremendously useful to the regime in terms of advancing the implementation of this agenda. As for whether there's going to be another event or another false flag event, that's certainly possible. I think they've already gotten a tremendous amount of mileage out of the kind of nothing burger of January 6th and other things. So the question is, are things so bleak at this point that they even need another false flag? But we have seen some indications that, you know, there have been reports from ex-generals and so forth saying they anticipate another kind of domestic insurrection.
They got the CIA saying civil war has already begun. And here's what I'm saying, Doc. The Biden doesn't care if the gas prices are $6 a gallon. They don't care their poll numbers are below 30. No one ever acts like this politically unless they're planning to just set up a dictatorship. They're acting like they don't have a care in their world. They're just totally arrogant, and they've got all their generals and CIA saying we're preparing for war with the American people. I mean, is this the madness of King George, or what the hell's going on here?
Well, I mean, it's a very interesting point. And as for whether they're preparing for any kind of decisive coup type event after which you say, wow, we're radically something different from what we were yesterday, that I don't know. But I think it's almost a more useful exercise to reflect instead of, people, or are they going to do some kind of dramatic coup to become a dictatorship, is to look at the situation on the ground, see how much things have changed over the past year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and recognize that we're already in a dystopian situation. We're already in a tyranny. If you had told, you know, the version of yourself, you know, years ago, it's like, okay, people, there's going to be the lockdowns, there's going to be all the COVID nonsense, there's going to be this level of lies, the national security apparatus is going to come against the American people. But ironically, you, Alex, is probably, you know, one of the few people who actually knew all of this stuff back years ago. But most people, if they would have, you know, talked to the earlier version of themselves, they would be astonished. And they say, if all of those things were to happen, we would already be in tyranny. So I think if you look at the actual...
No, you're right. They're already winning with the iceberg effect. They're already winning with the glacial, slow-moving effect, but over time, completely devastating, and pretty soon you're already cooked like the frog in the pot.
Yeah, so I think we're all kind of looking for, is there going to be some grand coup event where, like, Biden declares himself emperor, or whoever's behind him declares himself emperor and suspends the Constitution? But I think it might be the darker truth about the dystopia that we're in is that they've already effectively done that in all but formality. And it's preserving that formality that allows them to hang on to this thread, this pretense of legitimacy that is eroding before our eyes.
That's the smartest thing I've heard in years. That is exactly where we are. I just see the buildup. We're in a civil war. They're going to be terrorists. I see them staging some things, provocateuring things to further cement what they've done. And then they're like, we're the democracy. We're not the ones that blew up another federal building. But I agree. We don't see a big emperor announcement or we are a dictatorship officially. I'm saying more events to further outlaw political opposition. I see them needing something more to really then say, oh, don't question the election when they steal the midterms in 244 days, which if they already did it before, they're trying to outlaw questioning it. We know their next move.
Right. No, I think it's very possible. And they're certainly sort of wargaming these kinds of scenarios to say if there's anything off with the election, we are going to preemptively frame any opposition to it as some kind of, you know, proto-insurrection or some kind of dangerous national security threat. And this is part of the reason why the regime pushed back so hard and freaked out so much about Revolver News' coverage on January 6th, because the more that type of coverage comes out, the more skeptical people will be when this new thing rolls out. People are already at peak levels of skepticism, and unlike decades before, where the government was more easily able to pull off these things, we're still in an age of kind of mass distributed surveillance. People have cell phones, people have the internet, and so it actually makes it more difficult for the regime to pull off.
Well, that's right. We're surveilling them. We think of them as surveilling us, but we're actually decentralized, HUMET decentralization, and that's why everybody being a reporter, everybody calling into talk radio, everybody putting videos out is so powerful. You may just put out two videos a year, folks, but your HUMET is much more credible to the public than the enemy's. That's why the only way the enemy wins is the common person not being active and engaged. We're going to come back and do five more minutes with Dr. Beatty, and then Mike Adams has just got everything's bombshell here, but this is just bombshell, 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 tying the Russia situation with Ukraine and the COVID tyranny and all of it next hour with the great Mike Adams of Natural News. Be sure and check out revolver.news for all of the verboten information on January 6th, the China, and so much more. And whatever you do, realize that the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. And the number one thing you can do is share this live interview, share the archive of it later, and get it out to folks because people are ready for the truth now. So keep sharing the articles and links from band.video. You are the resistance, and this is a war we're in. All right, hour number four is only 2 minutes away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.